Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
WRVA. It is a Friday Eve, and I got to tell you something. The weather is nice. Couple of moments from now, Heidi and I will, in fact, be out on the Arcadec deck, and we will be enjoying a beverage. I am making mine a double today, simply because I read this story in the New York Post that said each and every month, each of us has four bad days. That's what the average number is. And now here's the neat thing about it. Most of us know by 8:36 in the morning whether it is going to be one of those bad days. And I was just curious, what happens if your bad day starts a little bit later, like at 12 or 1 or 2 or whatever? You know, maybe you're working the midnight shift. Maybe your bad day starts at midnight. Does it still count? You have to carry it over? I don't know. Crazy stuff. Bill Clinton last night actually inadvertently, I think, described Donald Trump voters, quote, as neighbors who used to be one of us. So Clinton, you have to remember, was elected at a time. I mean, the parties were certainly not on the same page, but they were not as far apart as they are now. And you'll notice what the reaction was from the crowd. Nothing. These are angry people at the Democrats' National Convention. I'm curious to know what my friend Dr. Keith Abloh is making of the conduct and the statements, you know, the billionaires like Oprah telling you not to trust rich people. It, to me, it's crazy, but I wanted to see what Keith was thinking on this. Keith, I appreciate you being here, my friend.
It is a pleasure, Jeff, as always, and crazy's a good word. That's a good diagnosis.
Okay. All right. So we could write that somewhere in the file. They're mishugana, are they not?
They're mishugana. Also, there's tremendous ego involved. And listen, I have my own ego, so I get to say it, right? But I wouldn't be so duplicitous as to rail against people who have achieved wealth when I am myself a wealthy person like Michelle Obama or like Oprah Winfrey. These are people with vast wealth who have the temerity to, wax eloquent and be very loud about the unfairness of income disparities. First of all, I think people who earn money earned it. I don't think, the system is that imperfect. Like, it's pretty hard to make money. Why they'd be all pissed off at people who, say, create jobs, one might say, well, I don't know why they would. But we do know why they would, because they want all the control, the progressives and the Democrats. They want all the control over people's lives. So the fact that there are entrepreneurs who make money and hire people, and by the way, some people make a lot of money working for other people. Other people are gainfully employed and they raise families. Wonderful stuff. Yeah. But that to them is evil, because they feel like the state, a la Kamala Harris snatching patents away from people, which she said she liked to do.
That's right. Right?
Or controlling food prices. They want all the control over everything, and they want you fully dependent on the state. That way you can't say what you think, or you could be jettisoned. You can't necessarily travel where you want to, because, well, maybe that's an area where some unwanted folks are. And you heard it from Bill Clinton. As you said, these are people who used to be our neighbors and be one of us.
Yeah.
Well, we didn't change.
That's
you
right.
Guys did.
That's right.
It wasn't completely crazy to be a Democrat until recent times.
Well,
now it is.
Yeah, listen, I grew up in Philadelphia. We were all Democrats. I never met a Republican when I was a child. We didn't have them in our neighborhood. And like Ronald Reagan and like so many great people, perhaps yourself, who said, well, I grew up as a Democrat, but they've drifted away from what I believe. And there was a time where everybody, it seemed to me, was in agreement. We all love America. We've got different ways how we're going to make America great, but we all love America. Now, I mean, these folks are crazy, but Let me ask you to analyze what the response might be to people watching this, because we know people there at the convention, Keith, paid at least $5,000 to be there. So, you know, they got skin in the game. They're going to be all on board. They've had a big cup of Kool-Aid. They're ready to go. But what about people out here who are watching this, listening to this? Doesn't anybody connect those dots and say, wait a minute, she has $3 billion and she's telling me not to trust rich people, but I should trust her. She's the exception.
Yeah, I think some number of people can be lulled into fiction or delusion and say, well, but she's different. She really cares. She has a really big heart. And, you know, she made her money by helping people on her talk show. Mm-hmm. Like, maybe they're thinking that. Like, listen, she's a media empire.
Right.
This is not about saying nice things to victims on your talk show. She made her money the old-fashioned way, competing like a tiger.
Yeah.
Right? And doing battle and putting other people out of business if necessary.
That's right.
And so, you know, here's the thing. Like, I just think that the death of fiction is when it becomes absolute parody, absolute slapstick. I hope the progressives are approaching the point, maybe, hopefully, where enough people say, well, wait a second, now we've lapsed into the absurd.
Right.
Like, I might have been on board, but, like, this is totally nuts.
Yeah.
And I think they're getting there. They'd rather put, you know, men in girls' bathrooms than put people to work. They'd rather put tampons in the boys' room than allow people to defend themselves with the Second Amendment.
So do we have enough people? And you, listen, I want to remind everybody, you're joining us. You were talking about behind enemy lines. You're there in my other beloved Commonwealth of Massachusetts. It's just stock full of craziness. And we know which way it's going to go. And it's absurd to hear it, but it will. Are there enough people out here that still live in the real world and say, well, wait a minute, I don't hate people who think they might be a different gender, but I don't want that dude who's 6'2 in my...
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
My daughter's bathroom, that doesn't make me a bad guy.
No, and if you don't hate them, then how about helping them for real? Like, really? I mean, do we really want to route them to gender reassignment surgery at age, you know, 14 or 15 or ruin their bodies with opposite gender hormones? That's not loving them.
That's right.
Like, I have nothing against transgender people. I just don't much like participating in, well, what is ultimately cruelty toward them, which is taking the path of their illness and making them more ill. But are there enough people? I don't know. I mean, if you were to tell people, listen, there are people watching who are our adversaries, our enemies in the world. Really, truly, they want to take us over. And upon Kamala Harris being elected president, they will take that as a sign that we've completely lost our marbles, that we're very vulnerable, and they'll act on that. And we've seen it. We know that. We saw what happened in Israel. We saw what happened in Afghanistan. We saw what happened in Europe. And so this is not child's play. This is not fake. If there are real consequences for burying your head in the sand and deciding to live as though you're living in a fictional story. And, you know, eventually, but it can be tremendously painful, eventually the truth wins. It really does, every single time. But it can be incredibly painful if you wait too long. And Kamala Harris would be way too far.
Yeah.
And the world would listen and say, okay, they're not a serious country.
Dr. Keith Ablo is joining us. KeithAblo.com is the best website to find the good doctor on, KeithAblo.com. We have a very clear choice, Keith, and you've alluded to it. We've been talking about it one way or another for a long period of time. You may not like some of the things about Donald Trump. You may not like this personality or that. Okay, but we know what it is that he did in terms of economics, what he did in terms of the strength of this nation, and then we have a woman who is telling us, hey, I'm a hardcore socialist. I think I ought to be able to take your patents when you come up with them. We're going to decide exactly how much food is going to cost. We, the federal government, which has not had a balanced budget since 2001 and is $35 trillion in debt, knows better than the local guy at Stop and Shop in your neighborhood how much grapes should cost, right? I mean, it's just, it's absolute insanity. But here's my fear, Keith. Is that we have an entire generation, our children, your children and mine, have been grown to be, have grown up rather being taught that they should be empathetic above everything else. And so, well, you know, you gotta help, we all have to sacrifice, we'll do this. And they don't realize the long game here, the road we're really on.
No, and they don't have the key to the map. The key to the map is the good people allow other people to develop their own strength. Yes. They don't want to hobble anyone. That's good, right. Parents know this. It's not easy. It's sometimes painful. You raise kids, you don't do everything for them because they'll be handicapped kids in terms of their psyches. You don't want to weaken them. You want them on their own 2 feet.
Yep.
What potentially well-meaning progressives don't understand is if you pursue the agenda that you are pursuing, you're going to create people who are absolutely weakened, who have nowhere to go but leaning on the federal government.
Yep.
And can't do for themselves. And your kindnesses, or what you perceive as making you feel good about yourself because you're so kind, it's not.
That's right.
It's really, really detrimental. And you wouldn't do it to a friend, and you wouldn't do it to your kids, I hope.
That's right.
But, you know, maybe that's happening too.
I fear that it is. And, I don't
know. Me too. Yeah.
I don't know. Well, I do want to remind everybody, KeithAblow.com is where they go to check out everything that that you're doing, Keith. I mean, every week when you come here, as I remind people, you are a true Renaissance man. We could be talking about, discoveries in the scientific world, in the medical world, political things, fiction and nonfiction that you've written. It's not easy being Keith Ablow, is it?
Well, these days, being Keith Ablow means that I go near buildings I don't recognize because my terrier that I adopted from Texas, she is apparently hardwired to try to get her head under buildings, and Newburyport, you'll know, has a lot of old buildings,
oh,
and she
yes.
wants to look for bunnies under every single one of them.
Oh,
and so it's a wrestling match. We don't walk. We hunt.
We hunt. Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Well, you know, I am south of the Mason-Dixon line now, and that means I've got one or two good recipes for game, including rabbits, and I will be happy to. I will be happy to share them with you, my friend.
Well, luckily she's caught none. They've all escaped with their lives, but it doesn't deter her from dragging me around. So I'll let you know if I skin my knees.
All right, my friend. Well, I appreciate it. That is Dr. Keith Ablow. He's a great, great guy. I love having him. He joins us, believe it or not, every week. He takes time out of his day. I would urge you to check out the website, KeithAblow.com, KeithAblow.com. The book with the lessons on Donald Trump, things you can learn, even if you don't like him politically. I know there's some, but there are so many good life lessons. Go to KeithAblow.com. You'll see all of Keith's writings. You'll get something out of it. Believe me when I tell you that. KeithAblow.com. 547. Jeff Katz, News Radio WRBA.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.